Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. My guest today is Fethullah Adrimi, spiritual teacher, shamanic practitioner, healer, and author of the beautiful and deeply insightful book, The Golden Book of Wisdom, Ancient Spirituality and Shamanism for Modern Times. Fethullah is the director of the ISI School of Holistic Health and has devoted her life to helping people awaken to their inner wisdom, heal emotionally and spiritually, and reconnect with their soul's purpose. Her work beautifully weaves together with ancient Egyptian wisdom, shamanism, healing practices, spiritual awakening, and modern day transformation. Today, we're going to explore spirituality, healing, and soul growth. I will get that word right. Healing and soul growth, life purpose, and how ancient wisdom can help us navigate modern life. Fethullah, welcome to UK Health Radio. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Janine. I'm delighted to be here. And thank you to everybody listening.
Oh, thank you. So where do we start? At the very, very beginning, right? So Fethullah, can you share a little bit about your personal journey? What led you into this spiritual path?
Well, it all started since I was a child, and I was very intuitive. I was able to see my helping spirits, my guides, ever since I was little. And they were a huge network of support for me. And I think a lot of children have these experiences. And what happens is when we grow out of being a child, when we become a teenager, of course, the world does not support that. But this time of being able to be in touch with my helping spirits, my guides, who at the time was Mother Mary and all these angels, and also helping spirit, another one was the goddess Isis from ancient Egypt, because I have such a big connection with ancient Egypt. And there were some of them were shamans. What I know now, that are shamans. They were like dressed in sort of hides, and they were coming with lots of feathers and costumes. And I had such a huge support, but mainly it was Mother Mary, who was so close to me at the time. And that was a source of love and protection. And then what happened to me as I grew up, when I became about 12, 13, I started doubting myself, because I spoke about that source of love, that experience, which was a mistake, but I think it was meant to be. And of course, my culture said, you know, you're not supposed to do that. It's dangerous. It's bad. Even if it's Mother Mary, you're not supposed to do that. And I've heard that so many times from other people who became students, who became clients, who had experiences of support and love from the spirit world. But they are told, you know, this is something that is not good. It's not for you. You are just a wee girl or a wee boy, and you should not be doing this. It's dangerous even. And that's not the case. That's not the case. So at the age of 6, I remembered a past life that I had in ancient Egypt. I had all these experiences. And then after I became a teenager, everything was shelved away. I closed that door. I said, no more, I'm not doing this. And all the doubts, the fear of the spirit world that I was doing something wrong was born within. And then I became very practical. I became a town planner.
So that.
You know, bricks and mortar. And I lived a very conventional life until the age of 30. And what happens to us astrologically when we become 30, 60, 90 even, is we have this Saturn return, which means that there is the time where we can realign with our soul's purpose if we so wish. And for me, that was a huge realignment. All of a sudden, I started to remember again. And this time it felt so natural. It felt that this is right. There is no doubt in my mind. This is all true. I start to have experiences. I start to do healing work, even though I know nothing about healing. It just happens. And then I decide I better find out more about it because things are happening around me. And there were some scary things too, because I was seeing, you know, people who had passed and they were very close to me. And I just thought, oh, this is frightening now. So I had these visitations and everything was bubbling around me. And so I had to find my path, and life made sure I did find my path. So, a couple of years later, what happened was that I went by accident, as they say, to a shamanic ceremony. I didn't even know what it was, because in Greece, we don't have the word shamanism. And at the time in Greece, where I come from, there was no talk about shamanism. The path is there. The lineage is there. From my family, I have shamanic roots. There is a lineage that's been coming down my family from my father's side, but we didn't call it that because it's not a Greek word. So when I went to my first shamanic ceremony in Scotland, and I heard the drum, and I started having very clear visions of my spirit guides, who explained to me that life brought you to this moment. We had to bring you to Scotland. We have to bring you here because this is where you can learn, you can follow your spiritual path, and you can bring the gifts of your soul in a safe way. And my life changed. My life changed. Shamanism and spirituality became a priority. So I had to go and find the teachers, the masters, the people who knew about it, who I could learn from. And I started traveling to the world. I went to America. I went to the Himalayas. I went to Tibet. I worked with shamans, indigenous shamans, as well as some of the most well-known Western shamans who I work very closely now. And after a while, there was the invitation to start becoming a teacher from them. And I did that. So that's back in, 14 years ago. And I've been teaching the path for 14 years. For me, shamanism is a huge passion. It's my life. It's a way of life as well. So I sometimes, my family members say to me, you know, you speak more to the spirit than you speak to the everyday people.
That's so funny.
Yeah, because they're not so far away. And when you do the shamanic work, you see that there is spirit in everything. So I say good morning to the trees and to Mother Earth. And I notice when animals come and cross my path, and I see that everything is so aligned because, you know, I try and stay in the flow of the universal energy. And that is a beautiful place to be. It requires a lot of practice, a lot of effort, a lot of spiritual practice, forgiveness, work on yourself, becoming what they say, the hollow bone. This is so important, these words, the hollow bone. It means that, you know, that to be hollow, that the spirit can really flow through you instead of having all these ego sides there blocking the way. So that's what I'm trying to do. That's why what I'm trying to teach. And it's a very beautiful path.
It's interesting. Having been an intuitive as a child and not really realizing it, and that whole thing where, in my case, my mother decided that I wasn't to follow through on it. But the universe didn't give up. It just never gave up. It just kept coming. And interesting you should say 30 and 60, because in feng shui, that is a very, Chinese astrology, that's very important times. And actually, when I became 30, my whole life changed. And I was able to follow the path and, you know, be like you say. And I think it's really important as well that you you know, energy is all around us. And I don't think people even understand that a brick in our house has energy. I mean, don't get me started about animals. I'll talk to anything. I'm a real talker about our animals. But just for now, we're just going to hand over to our spirits. And when we come, spirits, we're going to hand over to our spirits. We're going to hand over to our sponsors. And when we get back, we're going to talk about spiritual messages.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back. So in your book, you talk about life as a journey of the soul. What do you believe we are truly here to learn?
I think we are here to really evolve into the light that we are, into the radiance that we are. I think our soul, before we incarnate, looks at this life on earth and says, I really want to be here. Even though the world, we could say, feels crazy at the moment for many people, the soul is saying, this is such a wonderful time for me to come to the earth because this is the time when I can truly awaken, I can truly heal. And I had experiences with people who were very, very spiritual. Some of them, you know, were even, you know, Christian ministers. Some of them were shamans, but they were at the end of their life. And they said to me, you know, Fatula, this is such an important lifetime. Every soul who has decided to come here is really an advanced soul because this is not an easy school right now. Earth is a difficult school. It's for advanced souls. But this is a huge lifetime. Do not miss the boat. Keep walking this path because this is the lifetime where you can heal all your other lifetimes. You have the opportunity to do spiritual work in this lifetime. It's not something that is a given for everybody. But right now, there is so much information and we have access to so much information, practices, knowledge, teachings that were closed doors before. Like in my family, this shamanic path, it was very secret. It was only communicated from the elder to the first male born child. I had to really petition the elders to say, can you please give me this knowledge? I know I'm not a male child. I am the firstborn, but there's no other I don't have any brothers. There's no other male child in my family. And I had to petition for 2 years, being told this is not the path for a woman. Mm-hmm. Eventually, they changed their mind. So I now carry the lineage from my own roots as well, which was important for me. And it was part of my journey to go through that, to really not give up and keep asking and keep petitioning and keep praying. But I feel that this lifetime is where we can change things for ourselves, for, you know, the path we were walking until this time, and for also the earth. We can build something really beautiful by working on ourselves and changing our consciousness. So I think the main purpose that we have here right now is what my helping spirits keep telling me, what my students who are a psychic medium sometimes bring to the courses and they speak about is, keep shining your light, keep opening your heart, keep finding what is truly important and walk the path of your soul.
So interesting. I feel so aligned to that, so aligned to that. One of the things when I was doing my ventures into your world, you speak so beautifully about forgiveness. So why do you think forgiveness is such an important part of healing?
That's such a beautiful question, because I was doing the shamanic circle last night, and there were people, it was online, so we had people from all over the world, and we were working with a part of shamanism that comes from Siberia, and I have been in communication with shamans from that tradition who were doing exchanges. I was sharing my tradition with them and they were sharing theirs. So one of the ceremonies we were doing, which was about rejuvenation, strengthening ourselves as, you know, we are going into the spring, the summer, strengthening ourselves, blossoming. Part of that, before we even go there, we have to release the karmic bonds that we hold with other people. And when we are not able to forgive because of what they did, or forgive even ourselves, we are holding on to a cord between us and them. So even from a point of view of self-love, if we do not release this cord, then what happens is we have something to settle between us. And if we don't do this in this lifetime, we will come and do it in another lifetime. And I had an experience of that, which was really, I saw it so clearly. So my experience was, years and years ago, I was doing a karma purification ceremony. It was a very intense ceremony. And I saw that in a past life, I was in a city that ancient times overcome by soldiers. I was praying by an altar and the soldiers killed me. And I was so angry, being, you know, having to die like that I started as a spirit, I couldn't forgive. And I used to, you know, haunt these people, trying to create problems for them because I was so angry. In that lifetime. And in another lifetime, what I was shown is that we arrived at the place where the karmic lords, the lords of karma, were there. And they said, you know, the three of you have to really find a way to understand each other. And so you will have to be born in the same family and find a way to clear this karma. And so we did. In another lifetime, they were my parents. And when they figured that out, there was so much love and so much forgiveness. And we couldn't understand how they could kill their little girl and how I could harm my mom and dad from that lifetime. Mm-hmm. So it was absolutely, you know, if we think we are all part of this world, we are really one. You know, this the person that today can be hurting us or can be very unskillful towards us. You know, if we don't deal with it in a good way, if we don't release it, if we don't do the work of forgiveness, even if we just do it for ourselves, even if we do it in a selfish way to say, I wish to be free from that burden of hate and anger, then we'll have to keep doing it and then realize that, yeah, we are creating energy cords. And what energy are we sending? And what energy are we receiving back? So this is really beautiful work. And I speak about this, this work of forgiveness in the shamanic, my first book, the shamanic book, the Golden Book of Wisdom, Ancient Spirituality and Shamanism for Modern Times. I have a whole chapter there on forgiveness. I also studied this through the Mayan work. So the Mayans have a wonderful way to say how we can forgive and let go, which is to go through, the time of death. I mentioned I work with people, ministers and shamans who were at that point of death and they were seeing a much bigger picture. So they would imagine themselves as they are, to, like if they are dying, they are imagining themselves on their deathbed and they see who comes to say goodbye and make things good again. So they see all their enemies, all the people who have hurt them, all the people who they love too and they can't let go and it's so hard to let them go. They want them so close and they have to say goodbye and release everybody. And that is so healthy and such profound work.
Oh, I don't know what to say to all this because it's quite emotional, really, when I look back, you know, because as you're talking, one, it feels like it's going in immediately. And then I'm thinking about things that have happened and how you keep coming back and all this sort of thing, because it's really close to my heart. Anyway, we're just going to move on. So you're listening to Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. After the break, we'll be exploring ancient wisdom for modern times and how listeners can begin their own spiritual journey.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy. But every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio. Or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Fadula, the question, okay. How can some of our listeners or our listeners begin to discover their purpose when they feel lost?
Yeah, so I think this question is very important. And it's a question we keep asking ourselves with detachment, with no preconception, no ideas of what we think our purpose should be. Because this is something that we want to almost like let our mind be silent and let the answer arise from within. So for this question, I would say to people, the first thing is to start to learn about yourself without any judgment, without what you think who you should be, but who you really are, and loving that person you really are. And keep asking this question, who am I? Who am I? And that is the first question. That is the most important question. What I'm here to do is a further question that will arise from when you will find who you are. You'll realize why you're doing the things that you're doing, why you're drawn to the things you are drawn into. So the soul's purpose is something that is evolving, is something that you're discovering maybe the whole of your life. But there are ceremonies that we do in shamanism, very beautiful ceremonies from ancient Greece, where we speak to three spirits. They are called the Mire or the Fates. So the Fates are saying that before we came here, our soul has decided why we're here. And there are two things that our soul is looking for. One is spiritual evolution, you know, to evolve, to learn, to expand, to be the radiant being that we are. And the other thing is to bring the gifts that we carry into fruition, into this life, because Earth called us here and we are good guests. So we are saying, yes, we brought you a gift, Mother Earth, because you gave us the gift of life. What is the gift that we brought to the Earth? The gift is what our spirit carries. What is our life purpose here? And so in these kind of ceremonies, we start to get a little snippet of a picture. Okay, this is what is my life purpose. And then it starts to make sense why our life has been the way it has been. I mean, when I look back at my life, look where I started from, this provincial town in Greece, and how I ended up in Scotland, which I had never any sort of desire to be here, any intention to be here. It happened, one of life's mysteries. But you think, yes, it's absolutely right, because I am exactly where I'm meant to be, so I can do the work that I'm doing, what I'm sharing. And so during these ceremonies, you start to form a picture of your life purpose. But it's not just information, because information never healed anybody. It is also activation. It's an activation. It's putting your feet on your spiritual path. It's giving you that impetus to say, now this is what is important. Walk the path as it opens in front of you. Walk through the doors that life presents to you. So we have an analogy in the shamanic path, and that is the eagle. And the eagle has this big perspective, flying above everything, flying above the mountain, seeing everything from above. And then the eagle is able to see this little animal down there that he needs to go and get to feed himself. So he will dive and take this, whether it's a rabbit or squirrel or whatever the eagle wants. But the eagle will not say, is this the right rabbit? Is this now that I have to go and get it? He just goes for it. So this is one of the lessons in shamanism, to say when life opens the doors and there is an invitation from life, you don't have to do it. You are in charge. But life opens the doors. Walk through these doors like the eagle. Fly through these doors like the eagle.
Lovely. I love that. I really do. Listeners, you may not hear me interrupting for too much, because I'm like one of the listeners at the moment. Everything she's saying, I'm like, it's just like a sponge. I'm taking it in. And we'll be talking very shortly about the fact that you have a school that people can learn with, and many, many other things, which we'll talk about. But when, you know, say people feel this spiritual awakening in them, and it's interesting you said when you first start to have the spiritual awakening, things get in the way. And for me, I had a number of car accidents. I was like, my red alert went on my thing, and all the spirits, they went, oh, and that I had a lot of accidents, car accidents for some unknown reason. But that all got sorted by a shaman, actually. So how can someone begin a spiritual practice without feeling overwhelmed? What's their first step that you think that they could do?
Yeah, so if you're talking about shamanism, if this is the path that draws you, if the drum draws you, then I would really suggest that you do an introduction to shamanism course, because shamanism is not something you can learn just from books. Books are wonderful. They give you lots of information and practices, but it's something that you need to experience. This esoteric knowledge is not just information. We have to go into the wisdom part of that. So it's an experiential path. So I would say, if this draws you, to go and find a really good introduction to shamanism course that is just a door opener for you, and to start to feel, to open your perspective. What is it that there are alternative realities here? There are helping spirits who can show me a bigger picture. There is the medicine wheel that teaches me where I am in my life and what I'm going through every day, and where I am in relation to the cosmos as well. So there are beautiful and really ancient teachings that can help us. So that is if you're interested in the shamanic path. Of course, there are other paths. We work with meditation, ritual, the ancient Egyptian spirituality is another big...
What's that? Egyptian, tell me, what is that? The Egyptian...
So in 2006, as I mentioned before, one of my helping spirits is the ancient Egyptian goddess Isis. So in 2006, she came to me and asked me to be her teacher, because she said I was her teacher in other past lives, especially during what she called the golden times of ancient Egypt, before the years of corruption. So it was a very pure energy. And I started remembering, and she gave me all these teachings about the evolution of the soul. And this is just a huge spiritual teaching. I have folders and folders and folders of that. And then I wrote a book last year called Sacred Mysticism of Egypt that really describes that ancient Egyptian mystery school and how it was practiced, some of the myths and their esoteric meaning. And also how the ancient Egyptians saw the human being as a spirit, and how we can step into something that is so much bigger, the bigger expression of us that is eternal and indestructible, what they call the Sahu. Mm-hmm. So this is really for the evolution of the soul. A lot of people practice shamanism just as a healing practice. They want to help others. They want to work with other people, do soul retrievals, extraction work. You know, if there is bad luck, like you said, accidents, that means that maybe they have lost part of their power, life force energy. And so that can be restored. So shamanism has been practiced for a long time as a healing path. And that is what most people find in the West, but it's so much bigger than that. There is an esoteric side to shamanism that has to do with us being radiant beings and evolving spiritually as well. And we don't normally find that in the West. Because a lot of people are just interested only in the healing side. So I teach both. And all of my work is about soul evolution. That is my main purpose for myself and for anyone who is drawn to this work.
So how can people find you? How can they find you? I know, because I just went on your website and found this lovely leopard going across it. But please let them know what's on.
So for people who wish to do the shamanic work, who even wish to become a practitioner, I teach the practitioner course. I teach the advanced practitioner course. I will be teaching teacher training next year. So there is so much. And also I teach non-practitioner courses as well in circles. It's so busy. Go to the website. which is the IsisSchoolOfHolisticHealth.com. And there is so much information there. And one thing you can easily do is subscribe to the newsletter, because I share every month articles on channelings that I receive from my helping spirit, the goddess Isis. So she's sharing what is happening in the world right now and giving us this bigger perspective. And I am sharing also the shamanic wisdom, other things that are happening in the school. There is just so much there. And I'm working with indigenous shamans, and sometimes I invite them here. So every year we have a Himalayan shaman who comes to Scotland, and I organize the workshops. So if you are drawn to authentic shamanism, then we have a lot to offer you.
So that's an impersonal, you work directly. It's not Zoom or anything like that.
So some of the work is on Zoom. So the next Introduction to Shamanism course is actually on Zoom. That's on the 25th, 26th of April, 2026. So that is happening on Zoom. And but some of the courses are in person. But people sometimes can, if they have done a lot of work, they can join some of our in-person courses on Zoom as well. So I would say just get in touch, because there might be an opportunity, you know, to come that way. I have people from America. Some of them are indigenous people, and they say, you know, what is happening in their case is they can't access these teachings. They're not available to them, maybe because they are living away from their traditional ways. You know, they've lost their ways, like it has happened in so many places in the world. Mm-hmm. Even the path that I'm sharing from ancient Greece, a lot of that was lost because in the 70s, the members of my family said, oh, we don't believe in that anymore. This was the path of illiterate people, people who were not, you know, scientists. Now we are Western people. And they rejected their own heritage. I'm seeing this happening, unfortunately, in Nepal, in Bali, in other places where people are saying, you know, we now have to be Western people, so we give up on the traditional ways. Yeah.
That's shocking. And it's really weird because the reverse is happening here. I feel, yes. You know, being around this world for many years on the outskirts and then coming in, I've literally seen it grow and grow and grow in the Western astrology. I'm talking about astrology, but the Western world. That's actually shocked me that that's happening over there. That's a shame, but everything goes full circle at the end of the day, doesn't it? That's what it's all about. So where can our listeners find your books? Can you give us our titles and where they can find them?
Yes. So the shamanic book is called The Golden Book of Wisdom, Ancient Spirituality and Shamanism for Modern Times. The ancient Egyptian spirituality is called Sacred Mysticism of Egypt, the Ancient Path of Heka Initiation. And you can buy these books from anywhere that books are sold. They are online, they're on Amazon, they're in bookshops, you can order them, and you can get them from everywhere.
Okay, so we come to the end of the show, which seems to have gone so quickly. What message do you want the listeners want to get out of our call today, our radio show, but also what they can take away from your book?
So the message that I would really like to share is that despite what everything is happening around us, it's so important to find our center and to start accepting ourselves and our power, that we are powerful beings, that our soul is the creator, that we have that incredible power, and that power that is not power over others, is not control, is unconditional love that takes so much courage to drop into it. But when we do, we will start to transform ourselves, heal ourselves, and start to even heal our life. And there's a secondary effect that goes to our family, to our community, and everywhere. So if people are thinking, what can I do now? the best thing you can do is start to work on yourself, heal yourself, and shine your light. More and more, the spirits are saying to us, shine your light and believe in yourself and your goodness.
Thank you so much, Petula. Petula, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your wisdom, your journey, and your beautiful insights. This has been an inspiring and uplifting conversation, and I know our listeners will have taken so much in, because I 100% did. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Janine. It was such a pleasure to speak with you and share this sacred time with you and everybody listening. Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.